Summer vacation. For some students, it's a chance for a break, an opportunity to take advantage of lots of unstructured time. But for a growing number of students, summers bring the same competitive pressures as the rest of the year. Mother and Cognoscenti commentator Sandra Miller worries about the cost.
Recently, as my daughter and I were on our way to Walden Pond, a neighbor boy was headed to SAT camp, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, for the next 4 weeks. All so that in 3 years' time, when this soon-to-be ninth grader actually has to take the SAT, he will know his way around algebraic equations, if not roasting marshmallows. I Googled this phenomenon and discovered one SAT camp that offers a 4-week residential program. The website shows kids hunkered over practice tests and posed on yoga mats trying to de-stress. Good luck with that. I don't know what I hate more, that SAT camp exists, or that I feel torn about enrolling my 11th grade son, who will sit for the SAT next spring. I remember a time when I knew my own mind about the balance between academics and entertainment. But the competitive frontier of college admissions has become a tale of conquest, a wild west of pushing forward until the family has staked a claim on those coveted admissions letters. And so now we have ninth graders, I know several, spending summers in professional internships and taking college-level courses. We are terrified that our children won't succeed, and that's the only reason my mouse hovers over the Enroll Now button for a 2-week SAT course in mid-August. So what's stopping me? Summer, and my belief that my son deserves to have one. I spent mine reading, lolling, netting crabs off a pier, and watching my grandmother's ramshackle cottage flood at high tide. They were days of doing almost nothing serious, and of doing what I loved. I became a writer not because of how I did on the SAT, but because of a series of languid August days that left me with stories to tell. Whatever path my son chooses, I doubt he'll find it in a classroom, filling out practice tests in summer.
Sandra Miller is a freelance writer and contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Find her essay and many others at WBUR.org.